I Wanna Do Something You Can't Imagine by Aram, narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, cherry magic. 30 years of virginity can make you a wizard? Rating mature, no archive warning supply. Pairing, Adachi Kiyoshi, Kurosawa Yuichi. If there's anything Kurosawa is bad at, it must be taking it easy. Adachi came over to Kurosawa's place almost half an hour ago, and in that time, Kurosawa hasn't stopped running around for even a moment. He keeps coming up with new stuff to fetch or do, and Adachi watches him from his perch on the couch, baffled. He's here for a movie date, though he's rather hoping it'll turn into Netflix and chill. Well, some measure of it. Kissing should count as chill, right? It's not presumptuous, he reminds himself for the third time. It's just how their dates go lately. If they're hanging out at Adachi's place, they will at some point gravitate towards each other until there's no space left between them, lips-wise. And if they're out on a date, Kurosawa will often walk Adachi home, and then Adachi will invite him in for a bit, for tea, or some other thin excuse, and then, well, it takes a while for Kurosawa to leave again. Anyway, it seems fair to assume that Adachi's not really here to watch the movie, especially since they've both seen it before. But for them to actually get to the main point of the agenda, Kurosawa will need to stay in one place for more than 5 seconds. He's already brought as many snacks as his coffee table is able to hold. He's even fetched 2 blankets just in case Adachi gets cold at some point. Surely there's nothing else they're going to need. But just as Kurosawa is about to, finally, sit down, he springs up again. Ah, do you want a glass for the drinks? Adachi has to laugh a little because this is just ridiculous. He reaches out to catch Kurosawa's hand before he can take off again. Kurosawa, it's fine. Just sit down. If I need one, I can get it. I know where you keep your glasses. This finally seems to mollify Kurosawa. His expression melts into something softer, and he's probably thinking, ah, yep. There's a Sweet Life montage playing in his mind. Angelic choral music accompanies domestic scenes of them folding laundry and washing dishes together and, are those matching aprons? Adachi ducks his head, a bit embarrassed at the mushy display, and tugs on Kurosawa's hand. Just come here. Okay. Kurosawa sits down at last and puts his arm on the back of the couch. Adachi smiles and takes the invitation, shifting closer to lean a bit on Kurosawa. You know you don't always need to do stuff for me. Let me take care of you sometimes. Kurosawa grabs the remote and turns back to Adachi with his teasing look. And how do you want to take care of me, Adachi? Adachi turns his face into Kurosawa's shoulder to hide the heat in his cheeks, and feels Kurosawa press a kiss to his hair. Kurosawa lets him skip the blushing denials and just clicks play on the movie. Adachi gives a little sigh and settles in, leaning his head more comfortably on Kurosawa. Predictably, they're not even through the opening credits before another moving picture unfolds in Kurosawa's mind. This one starts in the kitchen, too, with fantasy Adachi taste-testing some food Kurosawa is making. Of course, some of it gets on his lips, and then fantasy Kurosawa leans in to lick it off, and then real Adachi bites his lip as the fantasy heats up. It's equally amusing and reassuring to see that fantasy Kurosawa remembers to turn off the stove before he pounces on Adachi, licking into his mouth as he backs him into the dinner table. The little jump fantasy Adachi does to sit on the table seems too graceful to achieve in real life, and then he's wrapping his limbs around Kurosawa to pull them flush together. Some weeks ago, the real Adachi would have been pulling away with some stuttered excuse. But this has become easier now that Kurosawa knows about the magic. It's partly because Adachi doesn't have to feel like he's sneaking around in Kurosawa's mind, but also because Kurosawa has explained that he doesn't necessarily expect his daydreams to come true. If we make any of that happen at some point, it will be an amazing bonus. But the fantasy is a reward in itself. He smiled at Adachi's dubious look and tangled their fingers together. I just like thinking about it. About you. But I'll stop if it bothers you. Adachi shook his head, squeezing Kurosawa's hand. No, you don't have to stop. The fantasies are still a lot to watch sometimes, but Adachi figures it's good to get an idea of what Kurosawa would like to happen. And well, they're not exactly bad. Without the weight of expectation that Adachi apparently put on himself, it's pretty much like watching porn. Only better because it features Kurosawa. But there's a pattern to the daydreams, one Adachi hasn't really questioned before. In Kurosawa's more explicit fantasies, it's always Kurosawa doing things to Adachi. They're very nice things, just sometimes kind of overwhelming, but the point is that in the fantasy movie reel, Kurosawa does all the work. Adachi is mostly there to look cute and feel good and say Kurosawa's name a lot. But what if it doesn't have to be like that? It's never really occurred to Adachi that he could be doing stuff to Kurosawa, but now that it has, he's quickly warming up to the thought. It's definitely technically possible for him to touch Kurosawa. He could even, well, he's reasonably proficient at jerking off, if he says so himself, and it can't be that hard to do it to Kurosawa. Surely not even he could mess that up, especially since Kurosawa is pretty easy. Adachi smiles to himself, in the best possible way. Kurosawa is very, very easy when it comes to Adachi. Take kissing. Whenever they kiss, Kurosawa's thoughts are like, this feels so nice, and he tastes so good, and oh god, I can't even when he makes that sound. It's not like Adachi is particularly good at kissing. He's never done it before Kurosawa, so why would he be? Though, well, he's got quite some practice with Kurosawa by now, so he likes to think he's at least decent at it. But still, he's far from an expert. And yet, Kurosawa still gets really into it. If they make out for a bit, his thoughts eventually quiet down and blur into a warm glow, his mind not working overtime for once, but just floating in pleasure. And it's nice. It's really nice. Adachi spends some time lost in thoughts about kissing Kurosawa before he remembers that he had a purpose here. He was considering doing stuff to Kurosawa. Would Kurosawa like that? Adachi inwardly snorts at himself for even thinking that question. It's hard to imagine that Kurosawa wouldn't be interested in doing stuff, especially since in his mind they're currently putting the structural integrity of his dinner table to the test. And what's not to like in a hand job? The real question is, can Adachi actually do that? Until now, he's always chickened out when he started seriously contemplating playing out Kurosawa's fantasies. It's probably silly, because he knows that Kurosawa would be the sweetest about it, but it's still intimidating to even think about getting off with another person. But if he wasn't the one getting off, he prods at that thought and finds that it actually doesn't seem too scary, exciting, and hot, and still kind of a lot, but in a good way? Probably. Kurosawa must look amazing when he's turned on and feeling good. He can make even dishwashing look hot, so he must be deadly in an actually sexy context. Adachi mentally pages through the fantasies he's seen from Kurosawa, and he's disappointed to realize they don't really feature Kurosawa looking all bothered. He's seen a version of himself in various stages of ruination so many times it's almost become boring by now. Okay, not actually boring, but still. He's not into watching himself. which probably explains why Kurosawa's fantasies don't focus on Kurosawa. He is there to be perfect and attentive and make Adachi lose it in various ways. Which is, of course, extremely Kurosawa and very sweet and all, but wouldn't it be nice if Kurosawa also got a bit wrecked? Yeah. Adachi decides after another long moment of contemplation, that would be very nice indeed. He's worked himself up enough by now that it really feels within his reach. He can jerk Kurosawa off. He's done it a lot to himself and it never fails. He can do the thing. He checks in with Kurosawa, no change there. Kurosawa is sitting with his arm around Adachi, pretending to watch the movie, but what he's actually watching has a much higher rating, so this should be relevant to his interests. Adachi takes a breath. Kurosawa. Kurosawa squeezes his shoulder. I could, about doing something for you. Kurosawa waits patiently for him, and he even puts his smutty mental theater on pause. Adachi's courage falters a bit, and he stutters out. If you want to, I could... Kurosawa just gives another polite, But his thoughts say, he needs to finish that sentence before I start getting ideas. Ha. This time the joke's on Kurosawa. I could touch you. Silence. After a moment where nothing happens, Adachi raises his head from Kurosawa's shoulder to look for his reaction. But there's nothing. Kurosawa's just blank. Even his thoughts are static noise. Kurosawa? Kurosawa seems to blink himself awake. Sorry. He smiles, kind of. But it looks like he's still rebooting. He didn't actually mean it like that, did he? Adachi ducks his head with a smile. It's actually pretty nice to be on this side of it. Who knew? Kurosawa gives a little chuckle. I think I spaced out for a moment and started hearing things. Don't make me say it again. Adachi sighs. Judging by his thoughts and expression, Kurosawa is gearing up for a, you know you don't have to, talk, which, ugh, Adachi knows. But if he has to talk about it, there's a 77% chance he will chicken out. It's better if they kiss about it instead. With that in mind, he leans in to press his lips to Kurosawa's. For a second, it seems like Kurosawa is going to try and talk after all, but then maybe his muscle memory takes over. He kind of melts into the kiss, parting his lips at Adachi's gentle urging and sighing in pleasure when Adachi catches his bottom lip between his teeth. Adachi makes his own pleased sound. All the practice is totally paying off. Though Kurosawa is too shaken to let himself get swept away, and his thoughts are still racing with stuff like, oh God, is he really going to? I never even thought. I might actually die. Which, hopefully not. But clearly this is not really getting them to a state of chill. So Adachi should probably just do it. Adachi's hand is resting on Kurosawa's chest, over his pounding heart. He steels himself and slowly moves it down. Kurosawa's breath hitches, startling Adachi into stopping for a beat. But then Kurosawa pulls him in again, with his hand at the back of Adachi's neck. No, don't stop. Okay, not stopping then. Adachi slides his hand down, until he's touching Kurosawa's cock through his pants and, wow. He was aware of Kurosawa getting hard before when they were doing stuff, but he wasn't actively touching it, on purpose. So that's a lot. Kurosawa's mind descends into a string of, oh god, is he really? Which gets Adachi out of his own minor freakout. Kurosawa really is too easy. Adachi's not even doing anything yet. Reminding himself that it's meant to be uncomplicated, he rubs a bit. That seems to work okay. Kurosawa gasps, sadly breaking their kiss, and his hand falls to Adachi's waist. God, Adachi, can I... should I... An image floods Adachi's mind, of Kurosawa reaching into his pants and... Adachi sucks in a breath, his hand reflexively squeezing a bit, and then he jerks away when Kurosawa makes a startled sound. They look at each other for a moment, both wide-eyed. Finally, Adachi collects himself a bit and shakes his head, reaching for the button of Kurosawa's pants. No, not now, okay? Just let me. Kurosawa gives a few jerky nods, strands of his hair flying away from his perfect hairstyle and sticking to his forehead. He looks flushed, already a bit undone, and Adachi was right. It's really hot on him. Of course, Adachi. Yes. Anything. Well then. Adachi takes another bracing breath and undoes the button, only fumbling a little bit. Kurosawa's hand tightens on his waist when Adachi pulls down the zipper. And then there's nothing else to do but take the last step. So he reaches into Kurosawa's underwear and wraps his hand around Kurosawa's cock. Kurosawa tilts his head with a cut-off groan. Adachi looks up at his face, worried for a second. But Kurosawa's mental chant of fuck, fuck, fuck makes him pretty sure that was a good sound. He moves his hand tentatively, and then with more purpose, which makes the fuck, fuck, fuck intensify. It's at once a lot, because Kurosawa, and actually pretty normal. It's just a dick. Adachi knows how to work with that. It's a funny thought, but them both being guys actually makes this part easier. Or is it rude to think of his boyfriend's cock as normal? But it's a good normal. Not that he can see much, but he can feel it in his hand. It's maybe a bit bigger than his own, but not scary, so that's nice. The flush spilling down Kurosawa's neck is even nicer, though it sadly disappears under the collar of his shirt. It would be good to see more of it. More of Kurosawa. The most Adachi can see when he trails his gaze down is the head of Kurosawa's cock peeking out of his hand, similarly flushed to dark red. Adachi watches the foreskin slide down with the movement of his hand, revealing a drop of pre-cum at the tip. Can a dick be pretty? Well, if it's Kurosawa's, then it must be. That just makes sense. They should have gotten Kurosawa undressed at least a bit. Then Adachi could confirm that, and also actually see what he's doing. Not that it's exactly difficult to do by touch, especially since Kurosawa once again makes it easy for Adachi. Everything he tries seems to work really well. The long, slow pulls Adachi likes himself draw something like a growl from Kurosawa, and when he swipes his thumb under the head, Kurosawa's breath hitches in a really nice way. Adachi bites his lip and does it again. When he tunes into Kurosawa's thoughts, they're tumbling over each other in a rush of, I can't believe this is actually happening. If it was a little slicker, it would be perfect. No, but then I would come in like 2 minutes. God, Adachi is so good. Adachi, Adachi, Adachi. Ah, that should be doable. Adachi looks around, but for all of Kurosawa's preparations, it doesn't seem like he put lube on the coffee table. Sorry, just a moment, Adachi mumbles, finding himself weirdly reluctant to pull back. He takes his hand out of Kurosawa's pants. He looks at it for a second and thinks, okay then. He brings it up and licks his palm. On the third broad swipe of his tongue, he's interrupted by a loud groan. Kurosawa's picked up his head to check what's going on and promptly slaps one hand onto his face. But he keeps looking at Adachi with one wide eye. God, Adachi, are you trying to kill me? Adachi jerks his hand away from his mouth. No. Well, you're doing it anyway. Kurosawa rubs his hand over his face, messing up his hair some more. Nice. He reaches his hand to Adachi's cheek, but stops just short of touching. Adachi, can we kiss? I hope that much touching is okay. Oh, sure. Yes, I didn't mean... yes. Why did they even stop kissing? That was silly. Kurosawa curls his hand behind Adachi's neck to pull him in gently. Good, because I might die if we don't. Adachi smiles. Don't die, Kurosawa. He mumbles against Kurosawa's mouth, and then parts his lips to deepen the kiss. Hopefully the licking helped a bit, because Adachi's mouth is busy now. He snakes his hand back under Kurosawa's waistband and around his cock. Kurosawa stops breathing for a good few seconds when Adachi starts stroking him again. Then he grabs Adachi's shoulder and kisses him like he's starving for it. His mind is once again a string of fuck, 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 and he'll kill me, and I love him, and then not really any words at all. It's amazing how Adachi can feel Kurosawa's pleasure building up, the tension mounting until it crests. Kurosawa's orgasm breaks through in a wave, crashing over Adachi and making him gasp along with Kurosawa. And then it ebbs away slowly as they breathe against each other. Kurosawa's hands on Adachi's neck and shoulder, and Adachi's hand still around Kurosawa's softening cock. He should probably take his hand away. He will in a moment. But first he needs a second to process the fact that he, Adachi Kiyoshi, made Kurosawa feel that good. Finally, Kurosawa draws in a breath and says, wow. Yeah. Kurosawa laughs a little and just kind of melts, sliding back to lean on the corner of the couch and pulling Adachi with him. Wait, let me just... Adachi fumbles for the tissues. He barely even has to rise up to reach them, so that's a point for Kurosawa's preparedness. Wiping Kurosawa's cum off his hand feels somehow dirtier than what they just did, and Adachi blushes as he balls up the tissues. Kurosawa's shirt is pretty much a lost cause. Another reason why getting rid of clothes would have been better. Ah well, something to keep in mind for the next time. Once he's clean enough, he settles down to lie half on Kurosawa. Kurosawa's mind is in that hazy, floaty state, but even more than Adachi's felt before. And then, after a bit, it coalesces into the angel choir, making Adachi shake a little on a silent laugh. Kurosawa hums a questioning sound, and Adachi smiles against Kurosawa's shoulder. Nothing, just... you're cute, Kurosawa. There's a moment of silence, and then an incredulous, I'm cute. You are. I mean, and sexy. It's not something that would have passed his lips before, but apparently making Kurosawa come changed his perspective a bit. Kurosawa puts his hand on Adachi's cheeks and looks at him in full mushy mode. Look who's talking, he says, making Adachi blush some more. You sure you don't want me to? Adachi is a little tempted for a second. But no, it's better to quit while he's ahead. It's almost like he got to come when Kurosawa did. And the borrowed afterglow is really nice, too. He can wait to revisit that thought in detail when he's alone. No, this is fine. Next time. Okay. Kurosawa kisses Adachi's hair and settles in for a cuddle. After the angel choir finishes its number, Kurosawa lets out a sigh and melts further into the cushions. I hope you know I will never be able to look at this couch without thinking of this. Oh no, Adachi deadpans. I guess you'll need to sell it. Are you kidding? I'm never getting rid of this couch. I will take it with me when I move. And then Adachi is treated to the sight of Kurosawa redecorating the fantasy house he's built for them. Apparently, Kurosawa is also an interior designer in his spare time, because this fantasy is very detailed. Adachi knows that house so well by now that he has his favorite corners in it. And Kurosawa's favorite place seems to be the kitchen. It's really spacious and has all the works. And in half of Kurosawa's daydreams, he's just cooking something while Adachi hangs around. And then he presents Adachi with a meal and listens to him exclaim about how good it is. Which is already what Adachi does in real life. It seems silly to waste his fantasies on this, but, well, if it makes Kurosawa happy. It seems like Kurosawa's having trouble fitting the couch in their living room. He's tried a few combinations, but isn't satisfied with any. And it does kind of stand out with the rest of the decor. But then, Adachi gets a flash of inspiration. You can put it in the gaming room. The vision glitches for a moment, blurring at the edges in the surprised silence from Kurosawa. Adachi pushes up on his elbow to look at him. What? It's true that he hasn't offered his input before, but if it's their house, then he can at least make a suggestion, right? Is that not good? No. Kurosawa blinks up at him. That's perfect. His surprise melts into a warm glow, his eyes crinkling as he shines a smile at Adachi. My Adachi is so smart. Adachi barely manages an answering smile before Kurosawa pulls him down and into a kiss. That gets them distracted for a long moment, but when Kurosawa gets back to the redecorating, the couch looks pretty good in the gaming room. Adachi settles his head on Kurosawa's shoulder, pleased with his idea. It's kind of a shame they won't get that house anytime soon, if ever. Not unless they win a lottery or two. The gaming room is very cool, and the study gets a lot of sunlight. And the bed. The bed is really nice. But Kurosawa's apartment is already pretty big, and they won't have to move the couch, so they're gonna be fine. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.